It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. Nate Lowe, Tim Cutting with you here this afternoon on CDL as we come to you live from Harpersville today as the Harpersville Aspen Hornets are battling the Tioga Tigers. Tim, great to have you along.
Hey, thanks, Nate. I'm amazed at the spot that we have. We are right smack dab on the 50-yard line in a beautiful, beautiful press box.
Yes, brand-new press box. Of course, all the Harpersville Aspen games we did last year were on the road. They were doing some construction here to the facility. And boy, it came out really nice, and we're going to be toasty warm today. It's great to be here.
Even though we dressed for the bad weather.
Yeah. Hey, that's okay. It was a nice surprise when we arrived today. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show, folks. Of course, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. And we'll get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And boy, Tim, today a big matchup here for Harpersville. They're undefeated, 4-0, battling with Tioga, of course, who is a four-time Class D sectional winner the last few years and has really given teams from our area a lot of trouble. Should be a great battle today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This is the first time that I'll be seeing both teams, you know, and like I said, this Harpersville 4-0, what a great start to the year. In Tioga, you know they're going to be hungry because they took a loss. It was to a Class D school, but if they did take a loss, then I think they're going to be a little bit hungry themselves.
We had Harpersville Afton right here on CDO 2 weeks ago and a close three-point win over Oxford. They looked great, and they're excited for this game here today on their home field, honoring their seniors before today's game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from Harpersville Afton head coach Tim Petras, get his thoughts on today's matchup between the Hornets and the visiting Tioga Tigers. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO Sports.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, River. Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Nate Lowell here for WCDO Sports. It's Football Saturday here on CDO as Tioga travels to Harpersville to take on the Harpersville Afton Hornets. And we're joined by Harpersville Afton head coach Tim Petras. As always, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Nate.
Coach, before we talk about Tioga, you had a big win last weekend at home against Seton, 51-13. And it puts you at 4-0. You're state ranked again this week. Has to feel pretty good to get off to a great start like this for your season.
Yeah, obviously 4-0 is very satisfying. It's been a wonderful start to the season, but we still have a ways to go, so that we're proud of our accomplishments. We're still not satisfied, and you know, we want to keep chipping away at it.
Coach, in that win, I have to ask, your quarterback Tyler King goes down with an injury. Can you update us on his status and what it might be going forward?
Yeah, Tyler's going to miss some time. He had an injury to his shoulder. We don't have the full diagnosis quite yet, but we're going to be going with Madison Hoover for this upcoming week. And, you know, Madison's a great kid. He's been the backup in addition to his role as a starting halfback. So, you know, having a full week of practice obviously helps, and he looked pretty darn good in the second half last week.
Can you talk about some of the other role players that have stepped up? Seems like you have a variety of weapons all over the field that can either run the ball or receivers. It just seems like you guys, this might be the year that, you know, you have the most weapons.
Yeah, it's been nice. And we knew coming into the season we were going to have great team speed, and it's spread pretty evenly across the board. I think kind of the shining star of the last couple weeks has been Josh Wilson. He's our sophomore tailback, who's really exceeded our expectations. We thought long-term, you know, Josh would be a tremendous player. Just didn't quite think it would happen at this point, this soon. On top of Josh, like I said, Madison Hoover is really, you know, leaps and bounds from last year. Is a solid all-around halfback, and, you know, his new role as a quarterback, I'm sure he'll flourish there. For the guys up front, like I said, it's a tight-knit group. Brock Weiss is kind of our rock at center. He's been solid. And defensively, we've gotten great production from Brandon Latore, Mitchell Mertz, Deion Oakley's been very solid as a defensive back, and no, we've been pleased with the playmakers we've had.
Of course, Coach, it's tough with Tioga coming in this week, defending sectional champion, and you know from being in the same division as them how dangerous they can be. What's a game plan that you can take in, you know, on your home field and hopefully give Tioga a good matchup here today?
Oh, geez, you know, Tioga is one of the elite programs, not only in Section 4, but really within the state. And you can take given that Coach Ayala will have those guys ready to play. As far as the game plan, you know, you don't try to get too far away from what you've been doing all season. Obviously, you have to adjust and scheme and game plan for what Tioga does, which is just an absolute physical smash-mouth football team. So, I mean, there's really no shortcuts, no secrets with them. You just hope that you can play fundamentally sound and, you know, play mistake-free football.
Do you have to make any sort of a special game plan for a running back that's as special as Jesse Manuel, or is it just basically trying to stick to basics and make sure you wrap him up when you get an opportunity, if you can? I know he's certainly slippery from what I've seen over him the last few years.
Yeah, Jesse is just an incredible running back, and, I mean, you could see it from freshman year on, and he's only gotten better. And as far as from a scheme standpoint, I mean, We've watched what some of the teams have done against him over the years, especially Randolph and at the state level. We have a couple of ideas of things we're going to try with him this week, but you really can't contain him. He's, like I said, when you're the all-time leading Section 4 rusher, you're pretty darn good, to put it mildly. You know, we have a good plan in place for him, and I think if we can gang tackle, we play physical, we play aggressive, I think we'll be okay. But like I said, he's going to get his yards, he's going to get his numbers. He's too good to completely to scheme out of their offense.
Coach, does it help at all having this game on your home field in front of your home fans and not having to make a long bus ride?
Without a doubt, and our fans have been great all year. They're showing up in droves, and like I said, their enthusiasm has been, you know, definitely felt by the players on the sideline. You know, the little things like you mentioned, not having to, you know, take a 45-minute bus ride to Tioga, that's wonderful. But like you said, the biggest thing is playing in front of our, you know, the friends and family members. That definitely gets kids a little more pumped up.
Harpersville Apton head coach Tim Petras, as always, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Nate. Thank you very much for having me.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with more Saturday football, Harpersville Apton and Tioga, here on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cunning with you here this afternoon on CDO as we're underway between Harpersville Apton and Tioga. And the Hornets have the ball at midfield to start things off here. Good field position to start off, Tim.
Absolutely. What a way to start the game against one of the toughest teams in Class D.
Yes, a four-time defending sectional champion, and Mitchell Wiest in the backfield now for the Hornets.
and in motion, and they'll hand off, and Weiss will go right up the middle here, and they are into Tioga territory, down to the 40-yard line. You're going left to right, the Hornets in the navy blue with the gold trim here today.
Weiss got a really big hole right there. His line did a really nice job, pushed a lot of people off the ball for Tioga.
About a minute gone here in this first quarter, scoreless between Harpersville, Afton, and Tioga on a rainy day here in Harpersville. Senior day, all those guys getting recognized before the contest as these two state-ranked teams in Class D do battle here today in Harpersville. Thanks for joining us. And here's the pitch for Dylan Lindsay to the right side. He's at the 40, trying to work his way around the corner. Nowhere to go. Tioga with some good defense there. Jake Lewis comes over to make the tackle.
Yeah, really nice play by the defend on Tioga right there. He did not make the tackle. However, he just strung the play out, made him go up to the bounds, and his quarterback came up and made the tackle.
Third and three coming up here for the Hornets with 10:25 to go first quarter. Scoreless between the Hornets and the visiting Tioga Tigers. Tioga's ranked fifth in this week's New York State Class D rankings. Harpersville Afton is 10th, and a quarterback today is Madison Hoover, as the normal starter Tyler King out with an injury for the Hornets. They'll hand off to Josh Wilson. Left side cuts back to the 30, down to the 25. A first down and more here for the Hornets. And a huge play for Harpersville Afton, moving the ball very well on this opening drive.
Defensive end from Tioga on the right side got hooked there and made a nice running lane for the running back. Great job.
And we know that Josh Wilson, what a weapon. He had some big runs in that game we did 2 weeks ago against Oxford, and really had a great game against Seton last week when Harpersville Afton defeated them here on their home field 51-13. So 9:50 to go first quarter, scoreless. The Hornets with the ball to start things off, going left to right. A little trickery, and they hand off to Mitchell Weiss, and he goes to the left side, gets all the way down to the 20-yard line. About a 3 or 4 yard gain here, Tim.
Yeah, real nice play right there. They actually faked the sweep. The reverse pivot was there and everything, and then he just handed it off to the fullback. Nice play.
9.5 to go, first quarter, scoreless between Harpersville, Afton, and Tioga. This will be a 2nd and 6 here for the Hornets as they go left to right. They're in the navy blue with the gold trim here this afternoon. Pretty much a mirror image on the other side for Tioga, the navy blue pants, the white uniform, and kind of that Michigan Wolverines-looking helmet there for the Tigers. 2nd and 6 with 9:10 to go, first quarter. Again, they'll hand off to Wilson. Sweep to the left side, cuts back, gets the first down, and tackled out of bounds by Jesse Manuel on that far side.
Real nice play right there by that young man. He made a nice cut in the hole and got back outside and then got tackled by the corner, and it looks like he might just be a little bit short.
Josh Wilson, just a sophomore. We heard head coach Tim Petras talk about him in our pregame interview and saying, you know, he's just a sophomore. We knew he's going to be an exceptional player. We just didn't know he might do it this early in his career.
Those diaper dandies will surprise you.
A 3rd and 1 here, as you said, Tim, just a little short. So 8:35 to go first quarter. We're scoreless between Tioga and Harpersville Afton, and the Hornets on 3rd and 1 will try to run it right up the middle, a quarterback keeper, and Madison Hoover will get the first down and more, probably picked up 4 on the play, and the Hornets are down to their own, or the Tioga, 15-yard line.
Yeah, real nice play right there. He just took the snap, took the step back, and then picked the hole, and it was there, and took it right up the middle. Nice job by the quarterback.
8:15 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Harpersville Afton and Tioga. First possession of the afternoon here for the Hornets, and they put together a nice little drive into the Tigers' red zone going left to right. Ball is at about the 11-yard line here. Here's the snap. A little pitch to Wilson, left side. He cuts back to the 10, dancing along the sidelines before he's brought down, but maybe picks up about 3 or 4 on the play here for the Hornets.
Yep, nice little play. He was really, really patient on that. The blocking wasn't there at first, and then he just waited, and finally got a nice block to give him a couple extra yards.
7:40 to go, first quarter. In the rain here at Harpersville High School, Harpersville Afton Hornets, of course, ranked 10th this week in the New York State Class D standings. Tioga was number 1. They lost to a very tough Class C school last week. That dropped them down to 5, so talking this week with some of the Harpersville coaching staff, they said, I hope we just haven't awoken the sleeping giant this week. 7:15 to go in the first quarter, and they'll keep it here with Dylan Lindsay to the right side, trying to find the edge, but the Tigers are there to bring him down. He maybe picks up 2.
We got a flag on the play, and I do believe it is a hold, and it is against Harpersville.
So this will back them up. 7:09 to go, first quarter, scoreless between Harpersville Afton and the Tioga Tigers. So this will back up the Hornets here as they've gotten down into the red zone. We saw them do this a few times against Oxford early in the game, and they stalled out on some drives.
Right.
Got most of their points late in that ball game.
Yeah, we talked about this a lot when we were on the air. The kids are doing a great job. They're moving the ball, and then they have that one negative play that brings them back, and then they don't, you know, recover from that. So let's see what the Hornets do.
This will be a 2nd and 14 with 7 minutes to go, first quarter, scoreless between Hartfordsville, Afton, and Tioga. Ball now is back all the way about to the 15-yard line. Hoover is going to look out to the left side, and the throw is incomplete here on this slippy day. Slippery day, as he was looking there for Josh Wilson.
And they haven't been putting the ball up in the air too much as described in the sense, because they've been moving it very well on the ground. But they're now backed up, so they may have to do it again, and they are probably in definite, you know, four-down territory here because they are just outside the 10-yard line.
6:51 to go. First quarter, now a 3rd and 14 is staring the Hornets in the face in this scoreless first quarter of the contest between Hartfordsville, Afton, and Tioga. Deion Oakley is split out to the left here for the Hornets. Quarterback Madison Hoover pitches one off here for Dylan Lindsay to the right side. He picks up 5 or 6 yards, but nowhere to go, and this will bring up 4th down here for Hartfordsville Afton. And it looks like Dylan Lindsay a little slow to get up here for the Hornets with 6:41 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, Dylan is down. He actually, when he went out of bounds, had a guy come down right on top of him. I don't know if it's maybe just a wind knocked out of him kind of thing or whatever, but he is on the sideline. And both teams are great sportsmanship, showing at this point in time they're all on one knee and honoring the timeout for injury.
6:41 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Tioga and Hartfordsville Afton, and we'll hope that Dylan Lindsay is able to get up here in just a moment on a slippery day like this. Tim, if you're the Hornets, 4th and 14 here, and looking where you have the ball, what do you think you do if you're the Hornets coaching staff?
Well, do you have a ticker?
Yeah, that's a good point, because you are in that range where you might be able to put one through, but on a slippery day like this, you maybe have to worry about the footing, the hold.
Absolutely. There's a lot of options you have to worry about on an extra point, or not an extra point, but a field goal. But also, you know, that's a long, long 4th down play that they have to come up with. And they have thrown a little trickery on one of the drives on this drive already. So hopefully they have something else in the bag that they can use, and maybe they can get it into the end zone.
Dylan Lindsay is being helped over to the bench, and we'll hope that he's okay. Looks like he's favoring that left leg a little bit. A senior and one of the big guys in their offense, tough to see him down here early in this contest. We'll hope that he's okay.
And they can get a 1st down. They don't have to score, so.
4th and 14 as Hartfordsville Afton goes left to right. The ball is on the 10-yard line here. And here's the snap, and they'll hand one off, and tackled in the backfield is Wilson, and that will be a turnover on downs here for Hartfordsville Afton. So a nice drive. They go down the field, but they stall in the red zone here. Some great defense by the Tigers.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Somebody from Tioga called up a special blitz right there, because there was a guy in the backfield immediately, and he had no place to go.
So 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Tioga and Hartfordsville Afton. And we'll get our first look here at the Tigers' offense, of course, led by Section 4 all-time leading rusher Jesse Manuel. We saw him a lot last year when Tioga was facing off with Unitego in the Class D Finals. A heck of a ball player, that's for sure. They'll hand off to Manuel on 1st down, cuts to the hole, and he's met there by a swarm of Hornets, and they bring him down, maybe a gain of 1 on the play.
Yeah, you know, you made that comment about Michigan. It looks like the Michigan defense first string playing against Michigan first string offense.
with the
light colors and everything, but that was a real nice play. It looked like a whole bunch of Hornets on the tackle.
Well, we saw Jesse Manuel last year. He's the type of player that disappears into a hole, and you're about to say that he's down, and then he pops out to the side, and he's off for a huge run.
Yeah, one of those quick, shifty little guys.
Connor Hutchinson is in for the quarterback position here for Tioga on 2nd and 8 as they go right to left, and they'll hand off up the middle, and a little fullback run here for the Tigers, and we'll see a heavy dose today of Adams Werlein as well. So this is going to be a 3rd and short with 5:35 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Hartfordsville Afton and Tioga.
Yep, second play for them from line of scrimmage, and they give it to the big guy and let him have a little love on there, and it's a nice gain.
This will be a 3rd and 3 here for the Tigers, 5:20 to go, first quarter. They're in the white road uniforms today with the navy blue and the gold trim going right to left. 3rd and 3. They hand it off, and they'll punch it forward, and it looks like they'll get the 1st down and a little more up to the Hartfordsville Afton 30-yard line with Adams Werlein once again.
AZ is what I'm going to call him today. He made a nice play. dragged a couple of Hornets with him for about 2 or 3 yards extra and got the first down. Nice job.
We had a great game last night between Delhi and Walton. We saw a steady dose from Walton to Dawson Beers all night. And I think today we'll see a lot of Zwerline and a lot of Manuel here for the Tigers.
Yep. Looks like that's what we're going to see.
5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between Tioga and Harpersville Afton. And the Tigers are set on a handoff here to Manuel. He's through the middle, and he gets through the pile, but then is tripped up. But a gain of 5 or 6 on the play there for Manuel.
Yep, definitely a difference in size for Manuel and AZ because they're not anywhere near the same type of player and probably not the same type of runner, but number 7 took it right up the middle on that play and got a really, really nice gain, almost 6 yards.
Those two were very instrumental in that win over Unitego last year, and of course another state playoff run for the Tigers getting to the semifinals in New York State Class D a year ago. 4:20 to go first quarter, and this is a 2nd and 4, and they'll hand off up the middle for Zwerline, maybe a gain of 1 or 2. Again, another 3rd and short here for the Tigers.
That was one of the fullback tough yards right there. That was the linebacker meeting them in the hole, and they kind of just like see who was going to win, and AZ took it a little bit more and got a couple yards there.
The Hornets have some good size on the O-line and D-line, so that will be interesting to see how that matchup goes here today.
Yeah, definitely there's good size on both sides, and it is going to be interesting to see how that ends up happening.
3:50 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Tioga and Harpersville Afton. Here's the handoff to Manuel, right side for the Tigers. He breaks one through, gets to midfield. He's at the 45 to the 4. He puts his shoulder down and bounces up to the 35, and the Tigers are into Hornets territory.
Well, you talked about it. You said that you've seen him many times, and it looks like he's done, and he's not. He just keeps chugging his legs, and if you don't get him right to the ground, he's going to keep working and working, and he did that. He got another 10, 15 yards on that carry. Great play.
He's another one of those running backs that's also a wrestler in the winter, and it just seems like that translates so well as, he gets in that hole, you think he's going to go down, and boom, he keeps those legs churning. So a 1st and 10 here for Tioga. They are down at the Harpersville Afton 35. A little pitch to Manuel left side. He's at the 35, cuts back to the 30. A little option play there before the Hornets drag him down. But again, another gain of 5. This will be 2nd and 5 coming up.
Yeah, that was interesting. The quarterback really kind of didn't take that option all the way to the end. You know, he pitched it a little soon. I was kind of surprised. They might have got a bigger gain there if they had, made the end commit to either the pitchman or to the quarterback.
This will be a 2nd and 3, 2:50 to go first quarter on a rainy day here in Harpersville as the Harpersville Afton Hornets are hosting Tioga. 2:45 to go first quarter, and we're scoreless. Hutchinson, the QB here for the Tigers, the snap, and he hands off to Manuel. Left side, cuts to the outside, now back to the inside, makes a man miss to the 15, and he's dragged down at the 13. Another nice run here for the Tigers, Jesse Manuel.
Yeah, and then I'm just going to let everybody know that Tioga runs out of the eye, and I love to watch the eye. I mean, it's an old type formation and everything, but I'll tell you what, you got a back that can block in front of you, and you got a tailback that's really shifty. It's a really, really good offensive formation.
First possession of the day here for the Tigers, and they have marched it right down the field with 2.5 to go in this first quarter. And now the Tigers getting the play from the sideline here. It'll be a 1st and 10 as they go right to left, and the ball down on about the Hornets 13 as the Tigers go right to left. And here's Hutchinson with the snap. He'll hand off and to the left side, another run up to the 5-yard line. And this one was for Zach Blada. Blada brought down at the 5.
Blada came out as an extra back there. They had 3 in the backfield at that point. They were actually in the T formation and ran a nice little play for the Tigers.
So the Hornets defense trying to hold strong here as the Tigers all the way down to the 5-yard line. So a 2nd and 2 here with 1:50 to go, first quarter. Tigers handing off to Manuel. Cuts back through the hole into the end zone. Did he get there? Waiting for the signal, and that's a touchdown for the Tigers. They'll take the early 6-0 lead with 1:45 to go in the first quarter.
What a momentum change that was. Stop them on 4th down and just walk right down the field and get your first points of the day. Great job by the Tioga Tigers.
All running plays there for Tioga. A couple of different backs see the ball, and they march it right down the field and punch it in for the first score of the day. So a 6-0 lead, and we'll see what the Tigers do. It appears they'll go for 2. 1:45 to go, first quarter, and the Tigers looking to extend this lead here as they break the huddle to come up and go for 2. Manuel is in the backfield. Zwerline in at the fullback position as well. Men in motion here for the Tigers, waiting for the snap,
And they'll hand off to Manuel left side, and he is in for two. So the Tigers will take a 8-0 lead with 1:45 to go in the first quarter. So Tioga with an 8-0 lead on the road over Harpersville Athens. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Jim Cunning with you here this afternoon on CDO, and Tioga with the early 8-0 lead with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. And the Hornets will get the ball for the second time today. Tim, we were just noticing down on the sideline that Dylan Lynch, it appears, hurt his ankle, but might be coming back into the game. He's put the shoe back on.
Yeah, he is putting the shoe back on. He's a tough kid, so you know what? He wants to play. This is his senior day kind of thing, and, you know, he's going to come and do what he can.
So we'll see how the Hornets respond after Tioga went right down to score. And here's the run back for the Hornets. They get all the way up to the 40-yard line, so good field position there. That was Justin Mallory bringing it back here for the Hornets with 1:40 to go in this first quarter. We'll see what the Hornets offense can do.
Yeah, I just want to talk about what happened on that two-point conversion. They actually, the Tigers came out in the I formation, and halfway through the cadence, they shifted, and they went back to the T formation and overloaded the left side. So real nice play design. They saw something over there, and they changed the play and shifted out of it. Great job.
Executed very nicely there by Tioga. So 1:40 to go, first quarter. Here's the Hornets going left to right. Hoover is under center, hands off, and they will go right up the middle there with Mitchell Wiest, a gain of one or two on the play. And boy, in terms of momentum and confidence, this will be a big drive here for the Hornets.
Yeah, definitely. They definitely did the job on the first drive, but then they had that flag. And, you know, like we talked about, the momentum changes and stuff like that. It would be nice for the Hornets to get on the scoreboard right here.
So a minute 15 to go in this first quarter. Tioga 8, Harpersville Athens nothing. Hornets on a 2nd and 7 now, and into the shotgun here comes Hoover. Hoover with a little quarterback keeper to the left side. He's trying to work his way back up and maybe picks up one on the play if he got back to the line of scrimmage. So now this will bring up a 3rd and 6 as the clock continues to move under a minute to go here.
Yeah, that was a nice little design play there. Looking like an option play, and then the tailback actually picked up the oncoming quarterback and took him out of the play, and then the quarterback took it right up the field. Nice play.
So clock runs down to 35 seconds to go. Still ticking in this first quarter. Play clock is running down to 10. Tioga an 8-0 lead. And here is Hoover under center. Big 3rd and 6 here for the Hornets. Can they convert as we near the end of this first quarter? They'll hand off, and up the middle they go to Mitchell Wiest. He's going to be about a yard short here, which will bring up 4th and 1, 4th and 2. With 15 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, I think they're going to talk about this because they're going to let this time run off and take the time to talk about it on the sideline.
So the clock ticking down, that'll do it for the first quarter. Tioga leads Harpersville Afton 8-0, a 4th and 2 for Harpersville Afton when we come back. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. Saturday football here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you are thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich as they celebrate 26 years of being the area's value leader for brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. Enjoy special anniversary pricing of 10 to 50% off everything store-wide, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, office furniture, and more by Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Sunny Designs, Southern Motion, and other popular manufacturers. In the catalog outlet Sleep Setters, you'll find anniversary savings on mattresses by Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and Therapeutic in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary financing to qualified buyers. See store for details. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Josh Wilson just picks up a huge play there on 4th and 2. Harpersville had to go for it. Now going right to left, they'll move it into Tioga territory. Ball down to the 35-yard line, and now we'll have another injured player here for the Harpersville Hornets.
Yeah, that was a really gutsy call. I mean, you're right on the, just shy of the 50-yard line, you know, and you got to go at least a yard and a half, 2 yards, to get the first down. And they ran a sweep out of the wishbone look.
And it was nice because it looked like Tioga had great coverage on it, but Josh Wilson, the great running back here for the Hornets, had a big week last week against Seton. He made a nice cutback. He had some nice plays on that first drive this afternoon as well. He's able to get the first down. And here are the Hornets now into Tioga territory for the second time today. Ball is on the 35 as they go right to left. They fake the pitch and now go to Mitchell Wiest, and he's tripped up right at the line there, about the square line, and maybe a gain of one on the play there for the Hornets.
Really, really nice play by AZ on that play. He actually made the tackle short of the line of scrimmage, and the momentum of Wiest took him over the yard, over the line of scrimmage for the yard gain.
Dante Carroll has also come out of the game here for the Hornets. Looked like he was favoring his arm a little bit. So that's two guys and a couple of opening drives here that have gone down, two seniors that are kind of nursing some injuries. We'll hope to see them back in, including Dylan Lindsay. He's back in the game now after getting that ankle taped up for Harpersville. So it's 2nd and 8 now with Lindsay in the backfield, and they'll give this one to Wilson for the left side. Hurdles over a tackler back to the right side before being brought down. A long way to go for just 1 or 2 yards. This will be about a 3rd-7 here for Harpersville.
Yeah, that was definitely a lot of work for that gain up there right now. And great job, absolutely fantastic job by Tioga stringing that play out. Had enough guys in there to make the running back cut back and made a nice tackle after a short gain.
10:35 to go, 2nd quarter. If you're just joining us, Tioga leads Harpersville Afton 8-0 on the road here in the rain in Harpersville. This is a 3rd and 8 now for the Hornets. They are into Tigers territory. And here's the snap. A little fake, and in the backfield, Hoover throws over the middle and really had nowhere to go. Ball falls down to the turf. There was Zuerlein coming for Hoover in the backfield, and he had to get rid of it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, 22 did not see him coming because he reverse pivoted, and then when he set his feet, as soon as he set his feet and was getting ready for the ball, he had to see him in his peripheral vision. And I'll tell you what, that 4-2 was coming hard.
So a 4th and 8 now with 10:15 to go, 1st quarter. 8-0 lead for Tioga, so another 4th down. This one a lot longer for the Hornets. And it looks like they'll pump this one away and give Tioga the ball back. So this one will roll to Jesse Manuel, and he'll let it go. Takes a Harpersville Afton bounce, and they'll down it. So Tioga's going to have to start going left to right on their own 4-yard line.
Yeah, great flip of the field right there. No, I mean, that's definitely, we talked about them wanting to get some points out of that drive, but they didn't, but they flipped the field. You know, they didn't turn it over or anything up here in the middle of the field where we are. So Tioga's got to start all over again, and they're going to be starting deep inside their zone.
So the Tigers had a long drive, their first chance this afternoon, which ended in a touchdown, 8-0 lead. And now they'll get a steady dose here of Jesse Manuel back to the left side and back up to the 15-yard line, getting them away from the end zone. Nice job to give them some breathing room there.
Yeah, nice job by Manuel. They ran a little pull play over to the right. And he cut back against the grain and got all the yards to get a first down and give them some room.
So 9:50 to go, 2nd quarter. Our Morabito halftime report will be coming up. We'll hear from Tioga head coach Nick Aiello at the halftime break. As this Tigers an 8-0 lead and a 1st and 10, they'll hand it off to the left side again and pick up of about 5 on the play. This will be a 2nd and 5 coming up. As Tioga now going left to right, they've worked it all the way out to about the 20-yard line.
Yep, really good job, and they're using both guys, AZ and number our manual, and they're mixing it up really well. So I'm wondering what the deal is with their quarterback. I haven't seen him, so I'm just wondering if he's a good runner, if he can throw the ball.
Hutchinson is just a sophomore at the QB position and has not attempted a pass so far today. Another run here, and the Hornets wrapping up manual that time, and he has nowhere to go. So this will be a 3rd and 4 for Tioga. This would be big for Harpersville if they could get a stop on this drive.
Yeah, if they can get a stop here and have them have to punt the ball, that would be great.
So still an 8-0 lead for Tioga over Harpersville Acton in the rain here in Harpersville. 8:50 to go, first quarter. This is a 3rd and 3 now officially for the Tigers. We'll try a QB keeper pushing it forward. Boy, this is going to be very, very close. In on the tackle there was Mitchell Mertz for Harpersville Afton, and this is a tough one to see, but it looks like a first down.
Yeah, that was just quarterback keeper. Just like you said, they followed that big line in the center and just got the needed yardage for the first.
So 8.5 to go. First quarter, Tioga an 8-0 lead over Harpersville Afton. Boy, he must have just got that one by about the nose of the ball. It looked close. So the ball is at the 25-yard line. Tioga going left to right. Of course, we'll see Tioga next week as well when they're up playing Class C's Sydney. So we'll have Tioga 2 weeks in a row. And here are the Tigers. They're running it with a QB keeper with Connor Hutchinson. You were just asking.
Yep.
Looks like he's a good runner as he picks up a first down here for the Tigers.
Yeah, that was an option looked for him. Actually, he came down the line looking for the pitch man, take the pitch, and then took it around the end. Nice play.
8:05 to go. Second quarter at 1st and 10 here for the Tigers. As they're nearing midfield, the ball now at the 36-yard line as they go left to right. They're in the white uniforms this afternoon on the road with the navy blue and the gold trim, pretty much opposite colors of what Harpersville wearing in the dark today for their home uniforms. On 1st and 10, as Werlein gets a little fullback run here and met right at the line, maybe a gain of 1.
Yeah, that was just hard-nosed football right there. You know, Zerline got the ball. He met the defensive line of Harpersville right at the same time, and it just was who could out-muscle each other.
I mean, you have Peyton Dean, you had Brandon Latore in there making a nice stop. You had some big guys on that Harpersville active D line, and they're trying to come up with another stop here on 2nd and 8. A little pitch out to Mantua, cuts back to the left side. He's tripped up, flag on the play. I think they caught him in the backfield on that one, and again, Brock Wiest was in there to tackle there for the Hornets.
It's going to be holding against Tioga. So they'll be probably getting pushed back even further. We'll see if they accept the penalty. It looks like they are.
I was just thinking back to 2 weeks ago when we saw Harpersville Afton on the road at Oxford. Oxford got off to a better start in that game, but Harpersville Afton on the road weathered the storm and really came on late. And, boy, if they can get a stop here on one of these drives, get the ball back, it would be interesting to see if the momentum would shift or not.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they did a nice job right there. They got a little help from the officials getting that call. And you know what? Sometimes you have that happen, and you're going to use that to your advantage. So now Tioga's got an almost, I'm going to say, 2nd and 18.
2nd and 18 after the 10-yard penalty with 7 minutes to go here in this first quarter. And the Tigers leading the Hornets 8-0. Here's the handoff to Manuel to the left side, right through the middle. He's going to pick it up, and he'll just be about a yard short of the first down. Those legs moving and churning, and it might be a 3rd and 1 here for Tioga.
Not real sure why he cut back to the outside on that play, because the seam was right there to go right up the middle of the field, and I think he would have taken it to the house.
Boy, and what a weapon for Tioga to have, 2nd and 18, to know you can hand off and pick up a good chunk of that yardage.
Yeah, actually, I mean, like I said, you know, if he hadn't cut back out to the left, I think he would have got the first down at least.
3rd and 1 here with 6:20 to go before the halftime break. It's an 8-0 lead for Tioga. And the quarterback, Hutchinson, on this 3rd and 1, maybe we'll see another QB keep. Let's see. No, he'll hand off, and they'll easily pick this one up over to the far side. Nice run there by Zach Blada. And another first down here for the Tigers as they get to midfield going left to right as we come up on 6 minutes to go before halftime.
Yeah, Blada with a real nice run on that play and got the first down for the Tigers. And again, they're right in front of us here because we have the perfect spot. We are right on the 50-yard line here in this beautiful, beautiful press box.
Yeah, beautiful press box as they have redone some things here at Harpersville. And boy, on this rainy day, it's nice to be nice and cozy inside here watching a great football game between the Hornets and the Tigers. Here is Hutchinson handing off to Manuel. It's a fake goal, and they get it to Zwerline in the pass. He gets it to the 40. Now down to the 30, to the 25. Tries a little stiff arm, but he's brought down there by the Hornets. And a big play there for the Tigers. We'll have a flag on the play, though. Yeah, I was just going to say we had a real nice block, but actually there was a flag thrown, and I think they're going to call it block in the back. Must not have got his head in front.
So the Hornets really biting on that fake on the handoff to Manuel. Hutchinson was able to roll out and get the ball to Zwerline, who picked up 25 yards, but the flag will bring the Tigers back.
And actually, I think that play was actually designed as a fake to AZ. He then went through the line and then just came out into the flat. Nice little design play with a bootleg for the quarterback, an easy throw, catch, and potential first down, but then the flag came out.
So this is two penalties on this drive now for the Tigers, which have hurt them, given them some second and longs. This will be a 5.5 to go here in this first quarter. So the ball is actually going to be spotted here at about the 42 or 43. Here for the Tioga Tigers. Already with an 8-0 lead. They're into the Hornets territory for the second time today. They hand off to Manuel. He cuts back. He's brought down at the 40. Should be enough for a first down here for the Tigers.
Yeah, and that was a 1st and 3, and the reason was because that is a spot foul, and that's what happened is they marked that distance off from where the foul was. So that's why it was such a short first down play.
Some of that run by Zwerline taken away, but still, 1st and 3 after a penalty, it could be worse.
Absolutely.
And they easily pick up another one, so the chains move. It's a 1st and 10 as we come up on 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Hutchinson is under center. Tioga with an 8-0 lead. Of course, the defending Section 4 Class D champions for the last 4 years running. A great program for Tioga. They hand it off to the Section 4 all-time leading rusher here, Jesse Manuel. He's brought down after a gain of 1 or 2. Mitchell Mertz was in there with a nice wrap-up tackle for the Hornets.
That is exactly the type of tackle you want a middle linebacker to make. I mean, he absolutely just broke down through his body and shoulder right into the legs of Manuel, and Manuel had nowhere to go. He stood him up, and great tackle. Nice play by Mr. Mertz.
So the Hornets will take a timeout, and we'll take a quick break as well. Tioga leads Harpersville Afton 8-0, 4:44 to go before halftime. We'll be right back on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 4:44 to go before the halftime break. We're live here from Harpersville at the Harpersville High School as the Harpersville Afton Hornets are hosting Tioga today in a big matchup. They're in the same division, tied atop the division right now. And this will be kind of a game that has a lot of playoff implications. Tioga currently up 8-0 here with 4:44 to go before the half. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here today on CDO. Jim Tomeo back at the CDO studios. A big thank you as always to him. Hutchinson for Tioga will throw, and they'll catch the ball to the far side. And a nice run here by Nick Klausner, and he's brought down at about the 15-yard line. So really only the second throw of the day for the Tigers. This one goes for a big gain.
Yeah, quarterback right on the numbers on number 1-0, and it was a nice little slant pattern inside. He got on inside on the corner and made the catch and made the gain. Good job.
So Klausner just, again, a nice little catch across the middle, and now 1st and 10. And they'll hand off to Zach Blada, who will pick up 3 or 4, maybe 5 on this first down play. And now here's the Tigers deep in Hornets territory again with a long drive.
Yeah, Blada was in the backfield. That's the first time I've seen him in the backfield by itself. That was an interesting formation.
2nd and 5 now for the Tigers. Ball is down to the 15-yard line. They'll hand off to Manuel, but he's met at the line. Nice job there by Tyler Laverne. And a swarm of Hornets again, just bringing him down a 3rd and 5 here for Tioga. With 3:50 to go, and the clock is moving in the second quarter.
Absolutely. This could be a really big stop for the Hornets if they could stop Tioga from scoring here.
8-0 lead here for Tioga over Harpersville Afton. Thanks for joining us today on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. And a reminder, folks, that is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU,
ECU, it's all about you. So 3.5 to go. Here before the halftime break, here's Hutchinson and Tioga going left to right. 3rd and 5. Ball is on the 15. The snap. They'll hand it off, and it's a pitch now to Emmanuel. He gets to the outside, first down and more, and into the back of the end zone, and a touchdown here for the Tigers.
What a great design play. They had a sole receiver out to the right side, and the cornerback took inside coverage on him because he didn't want to get beat by the slant. So as he did that, he made himself very easy to be blocked on the corner, and the option play was wide open for Emmanuel.
3:19 to go before the halftime break, and the second touchdown of the day here for the Tigers on a nice little option pitch, and it's currently 14-0 for Tioga, and they'll go for two. So the Hornets defense trying everything to hold off Tioga, but somehow the Tigers are able to weather the storm, and they'll go for two. They hand off to Manuel. He cuts back, trying to get back to the left side, and he's in for two. So Tioga with a 16-0 lead with 3:19 to go before halftime. We'll be right back for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lowe on CDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955. For a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Harpersville High School. Nate Lowe with you here today on CDO, joined by Tim Cutting. And Tioga has come in, and they have a 16-0 lead here on the road over Harpersville Afton, two state-ranked teams. But Tioga doing what they do well, Tim, just grinding it down.
Yeah, they're doing that. They're grinding it down, and when they have to throw the ball, they can do that as well. So beware any opponents coming up playing against Tioga.
So here is the kickoff for Tioga as Harpersville will get the ball back, going right to left, and this one will bounce down. It will be picked up here by Deion Oakley. Oakley to the outside, tries to cut back, has nowhere to go, and is driven backwards as a bunch of Tigers fall on top of him. So the field position will be about at the 23 to start things off here for the Hornets.
Yep, they've got 3 minutes and 11 seconds. I think they have a couple timeouts still left, and you know what? Hopefully they can get some points on the board and take it into halftime.
2 timeouts left here for the Hornets. They trail 16-0. Boy, that would be a big momentum and confidence boost, I think, if the Hornets could get some points before the halftime break.
Especially getting the ball to Tioga in the second half.
Yes, as Tioga will be set to receive to start the third quarter. Make sure to stay tuned. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll hear from Tigers head coach Nick Aiello, as we heard from the pregame show with Harpersville Afton head coach Tim Petras. Great to hear both sides about this matchup in the division today. 3:10 to go before the halftime break. 1st and 10 here for the Hornets as they get set here to start off this third drive of the afternoon. And they're going to throw it down the field, and this one is up for grabs and through the hands there of Oakley as Dylan Lindsay got the handoff and then stopped the throw. Kind of a deposit Hancock move there, a la Rowdy Ballard that we saw a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
but this one falls through.
And a left-handed throw, too. You know, I mean, that was not a bad play. Nice coverage by number 10. And he was covering number 10 from Harpersville on the play, so it was pretty neat to see two 10s fighting for the ball out there.
Klausner was in good position, but it did get over him. Oakley had a chance at it there, wearing number 10 for Harpersville Afton, but really just fell through his hand. And here's a pitch to Lindsay on 2nd and 10, and he'll pick up about 4 yards here, maybe 5 for the Hornets. So this will be a 3rd and 5 with 2:55 to go before the halftime break.
Yeah, and it's 3rd down now, and, you know, Tioga's got to be thinking about, okay, we might need to use a timeout here because we're going to maybe getting the ball back here pretty quickly.
This is going to be a 3rd and 4 now for the Hornets. Game clock is down to 2:40. Game clock continuing to tick as the play clock is down to 10. Hornets break the huddle. They trail 16-0 here at home to Tioga. Going right to left. And here is Hoover. Hoover with the pitch, flag on the play. Wilson will pick up the 1st down, gets to the 40, back up to the 45. Still rolling forward here, but he's brought down. And we'll see who the flag is against here.
That's illegal motion, illegal shift against the offense. They weren't quite set when the ball was snapped. So,
so boy, and if you're Harpersville, Afton, Josh Wilson has been really one of the bright spots on offense for you here. When he's had the ball, he's been able to make some things happen. Another nice run there, but negated here by the flag against the Hornets.
Two flags against them today so far, and they've hurt them because they have had good games on both plays, and they end up not having or actually having to turn the ball over on downs.
Third and nine now for the Hornets. They trail 16-0, 2:15 to go before the halftime break. And we'll see. Hoover is under center here, the Hornets quarterback. Man in motion, and they'll hand it off to Wilson. He's in the backfield, cuts to the left side, and he's just getting tackled in the backfield. Maybe a pickup of one, and this will be a fourth down here for the Hornets. And they'll have to punt it away, but we'll have another injury out on the field here. It's been a tough afternoon so far in that department for the Hornets, although this young man, easy to get right back up. That was Dennis Wilson.
No, I was just going to add to that, Nate. Number 32 from Mr. Ledoux made a really nice play from the backside backer spot to make that tackle on that play to keep him to a short gain.
Yeah, Brandon Ledoux and Zwerline was over there as well. So a fourth and seven, and Harpersville pinned in their own end will have to punt it away. Jesse Manuel is standing on the 50-yard line here, but we'll have a flag on the play with a minute 45 to go before the halftime break on fourth down for Harpersville Afton.
They may have drawn them off sides. They might get that 5 yards back.
So let's see if this is going to go against Harpersville Afton. So this will back them up. Wishful thinking there for the Hornets.
So that's when that flag came out. Everybody's pointing at everybody else, so you don't know what's going to happen.
It's never your side's fault, right? So that will back them up to make it a fourth and 12. So now Manuel is actually standing on the Hornets' offensive side of the field to receive. And the Deion Oakley punt goes right to Manuel. He receives it at the 50-yard line. Fair catch there, and the Tigers will take over here with a minute and a half, basically, before the halftime break, as Tioga leads 16-0. We'll keep it right here.
And three timeouts, you know, that's another thing to think about. You know,
a lot of time to work with for such a high-octane offense.
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, and only 50 yards to go.
And this is very reminiscent of when we've seen Tioga in the past against some of the teams from our area, which has strong defenses like Harpersville Afton does, but Tioga decides that way, almost Walton-esque of wearing you down.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, though, because they do it with so many different formations. Walton always does the same things. You know, they don't change up very much. They just execute.
Quarterback keeper here for Connor Hutchinson, and he will pick up 5 yards down to the 45. Faked the handoff there to Zwerline and was able to pick up the nice yardage for the Tigers. Clock down to a minute 20.
That was a real nice play, and actually he kept the option possibility on that play, so keep that in mind for later.
So Tigers with the ball, a minute 10 to go before the halftime break. They hand it off to Manuel, and he picks up the first down, and he's all the way down to the 35. Again, disappears into the hole, and then pops out on the other side, the first down for the Tigers.
And when he pops out, he's at full speed. I mean, it's just amazing how good he is. He's just really good in the hole by making you miss him, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's gone.
First and 10 now is Tioga going left to right. They'll hand off to Zwerline. He'll punch it up the middle. Maybe a gain of two or three. Clock is down to 45 seconds. We'll have a timeout here for Tioga.
If they're going to stop the clock here, they still have two timeouts after this one, and they have just about 48 seconds left to go in the half.
And folks, if you're not at this game here today, maybe if you're listening in the area and you haven't seen Jesse Manuel play before, come to Sydney next Friday night. It's going to be a good one between the Tigers and the Warriors. They'll be up there on the turf field, and you can see him in person. Certainly a great football player to watch. Again, the all-time Section 4 rushing leader.
Absolutely, and you know what? He can only get faster up there. So, you know, it would be a good game to come and watch.
He is scary on turf. We saw him down at Ty Cobb Stadium last year against Untigo, and I do think he's a little faster on the turf, just the extra footing. And he's doing it today on a grass natural field where it's a little sloppy and wet out because of the rain.
Yeah, it definitely is an old-time field. It's got the little crown on it. You know, it's great to see that old traditional type football field. You don't see too many of them anymore.
But they do take tremendous care of it. They did some construction down here last year with the new press box. It's great to see the Hornets
thank
back
you.
On their home field.
Thank you for the construction of the press box.
Keeping us nice and dry today. So 47 seconds to go before the half, and it's second and six. Tigers going left to right. In the white with the navy blue and the gold. A fumble there by Hutchinson. Picks it right back up. Throws, and this one is down to the turf there as Jake Lewis was trying to cut back, but he slips and falls in the rain here. and that'll bring up a third and six now here for Tioga.
That's okay, because if it's an incomplete pass, stops the clock, you know, you don't have to rush, so you can get the play in, take your time. I will say this much, there were two guys in the area that could have caught that ball, but I think it was a little hard to throw because it hit the ground. You had to pick it up, and it probably was a little bit wet.
So 42 seconds to go before the half. The Hornets trying to hold on here, keep this at the score it's currently at, and get into the locker room and, you know, regroup a little bit. So third and six, play clock is at 10. Game clock with 42 seconds to go. Going left to right, here's Tioga. Quarterback keep the option to Manuel. He's at the 30, gets the first down, and is dragged out of bounds. And the Tigers get a fresh set of downs to work with, and boy, he makes it look easy.
Yeah, he definitely does, and I'll tell you what, that was interesting too, because that's the first time they ran the option to the weak side of their offense. That there was only one guy over there for the defensive player to block, and it was a nice play.
So a timeout here taken by Harpersville with 36 seconds to go before the halftime break. And make sure you stay tuned for Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been serving our local communities for a number of years, and you can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. It's getting to be that time of year, Jim. We've been blessed with such great football weather the first few weeks. Now it's starting to get a little chilly.
You know, it's funny, because I was thinking about that driving down today, and I was just saying, you know, one thing I'm going to talk about is this is probably my fourth game this year, and it's definitely the worst weather we've ever had, or we've had since we started this year. And I'll tell you what, though, this is football weather.
Yes,
you know, this is why we play the game, you know. This is why as little kids you're out there in the backyard throwing the ball, sliding in the mud, getting grass stains on your brand new church jeans, you know, whatever. It's just, that's what it's all about. You know what, this is a real good football game, and it's a really good venue to watch.
Well, there will certainly be some grass stains after this one today. Rain didn't start falling till about noon or 12:30 or so, but with a 1:30 kickoff, it's had plenty of time to get nice and slick out there, and both teams dealing with it pretty well as we get towards the halftime break.
Probably started about the time I got on the highway to drive down.
16-0 lead for Tioga over Harpersville left, and a first and 10. The ball is on the 25-yard line. They march into Hornets territory. They drop back the pass. They go to the near side, and this one is caught into the back of the end zone for Tioga. Nick Klausner finds it up in the clouds and brings it down for a Tioga touchdown.
That's too bad, because the defensive player from Harpersville had really, really good position on it, and then he just lost sight of the runner, and he got a little further behind him, and the throw was right on the money.
That was Deion Oakley in coverage, and you nailed it, Tim. He had good coverage, but I think as he tried to turn around, he couldn't quite find the ball, and it was perfectly thrown right into the hands there of Nick Klausner.
Yeah, he did. He threw it up in the clouds, maybe into the fog a little bit to disguise it. And, you know, he couldn't see it, and good play, and nice catch or pass and catch.
So Tioga will go for two. They currently lead 22-0 with 30 seconds to go before the halftime break. And a little fake here. They'll roll out and throw, and through the hands there on the far side of Tyler Whitmore, so that's no good. So a 22-0 lead for Tioga. 30 seconds to go before the halftime break. We'll step away. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. Saturday football here on CDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Tioga kicking off here, and Josh Wilson will pick the ball up here, slips and falls, and then gets to the outside. It gets down to the 35 and up to the 40. So So 23 seconds to go before the halftime break. Nice little return there, making something out of nothing there for Harper's Little Athens' Josh Wilson.
Yeah, we talk about it a lot of times. You know, that ball hits the ground and the coverage team breaks down the lanes. You get outside and you might make a good run back, and he did. And there was a really good touchdown-saving tackle made over there on that Tioga side.
Because we've seen in the few games where we've seen Harper's Little Athens, if you let Josh Wilson out into space, he's a speedster, and he's got a nose for the end zone. So a nice tackle there by Tioga. They lead 22-0 here on the road at Harper's Alaska with 23 seconds to go before halftime. And here's the snap, and they'll pitch it out for Wilson to the near side. He's back to the 40 and nowhere to go. But in that quarterback on that play was Dylan Lindsay, so we'll see if Lindsay maybe is taking over for Hoover at the QB position here for the Hornets. We'll keep an eye on that.
Well, we've mentioned his name a number of times on offense, but I'm going to say something about Blade on defense right there. He played that play absolutely perfectly. He fought off his block and made the tackle after short game.
So the clock will run out through the halftime break here. A 22-0 lead for Tioga over Harper's Little Afton. When we come back, we'll hear from Tioga head coach Nick Aiello, get his thoughts on his club this year and what they need to do to be successful on the road in a huge division game today. He said that over and over when we chatted with him earlier in the week that you know, this is a game that they have to have on the road. So we'll hear from him. And again, the halftime score, 22-0. Tioga ahead of Harper's Alaska, second half coming up as well. And our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
The switch is on to Mirabito, your locally owned energy leader. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now's the time to switch to Mirabito. For four generations, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil, propane, natural gas, even kerosene and coal, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. Switch to the area's local energy leader. Switch to Mirabito.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Clean, comfortable, and affordable. That's the Super 8 Hotel on Meng Drive in Sydney. With the holidays coming, let your extended family stretch out and relax with a stay at the Super 8. Free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and kids stay free with an adult. It's the perfect place for your out-of-town guests to enjoy their stay. Cable TV, coffee makers, mini fridge, and microwaves are all available. Having a fall wedding? Super 8 is ideal for your bridal party and traveling guests. Maybe planning a Dreams Park baseball trip? Well, hit a home run with Super 8 and save your family money.
Mention WCDO when you book your reservations and receive a discounted nightly rate through December 31st.
Call 607-563-8880 for the Super 8 Hotel on Main Drive in Sydney.
This is your loving reminder to try McDonald's new sirloin third-pound burgers, made with juicy 100% North American sirloin and premium ingredients. But they're only here for a limited time, and if you miss out, you'll never know how incredibly delicious they taste, just like you'll never know how incredible it is to read people's minds. Oh, I'm hungry. Or see the inside of the refrigerator after you shut the door.
Dark.
Don't miss the sirloin third-pound burgers at McDonald's, now just $4.99. Better enjoy this loving while it lasts. Price and participation may vary.
We're good together. This summer, McDonald's is getting together our classic double cheeseburger and world-famous fries for the sizzling summer price of just $2.50.
We're good together. We're good together.
Just $2.50 for two all-beef patties, melty cheese, and golden fries.
Hey, 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 we're good together.
Double the lovin' this summer at McDonald's with the double combo for just $2.50. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Nate Lowell here for WCDO Sports, a special Saturday football matchup today as Harper's Little Afton hosts Tioga, and we'll have the game all afternoon here on CDO. And we're joined by Tioga head coach Nick Aiello. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Coach, you're coming to Harper's Little Afton in a big matchup in the division, the top two teams right now in the division standings. Your thoughts as you head into this battle with the Hornets today?
Huge game.
huge divisional game. I think it's just a big game in general. Harpersville's 4-0 for a reason. They're a team that seems to have weapons everywhere, and we have to account for everyone that they have on the field, because any one of them is capable of making a big play for them. So on the defensive side of the ball, I think they always seem to have good defensive game plans, and they like to bring a lot of pressure up front, and that's something that we'll need to be prepared for.
Now, last week, a tough loss to Newark Valley, a very good Class C team. Are your guys extra fired up to get back on the gridiron this week and face off against a divisional opponent?
Absolutely. You know, this game coming up means a ton. It means a ton in terms of divisional play. It also means a ton in terms of playoffs, playoff seedings, making playoffs, and so on. And so there's a lot riding on this line. With the particular loss last week, we were able to really sit down and look at things that we need to get better at, and we've had a good week of practice leading up.
Coach, Tioga, of course, has won the last four Section 4 Class D titles. You've made a run all the way to the state semifinals in those years. Is the pressure there for you guys? Do you feel the expectations? It seems like whenever someone brings up the name Tioga, that it's almost expected that you win, and obviously it's not that easy. What are those expectations like from your standpoint?
It's good pressure, and expectations are good. We want those high expectations, and the expectation is to win, and that's what we train these kids to be. Whether it be in the off season or in season, we're training them to be winners. With the past success we've had, that the expectation to win has grown, and it does create quite a bit of pressure. But at the end of the day, we accept that challenge, we accept that pressure, and I think it's good because it always keeps you on your toes. And when you look at a loss like we had last week, you're really able to reflect on what you're doing and how you're doing it and make the necessary changes.
Of course, when talking about the Tioga Tigers, everyone talks about your senior running back, Jesse Manuel, the career record that he's set. You know, a guy like him, he has to be excited for his senior year, and you know, every week that other team is game planning to stop him, yet he finds a way to get it done somehow.
Whenever anyone asks about Jesse, the one thing I always think is important that everyone knows is that he's just a great kid to coach. You know what you're going to get out of him in practice, and that's everything he has, whether it be in the weight room, whether it be watching film, whether it be on the game field. He's always going to give everything he has, and he's also very humble when you talk to him. He's been a great leader for us this senior year, and that's been an expectation from him to really step into that leadership role, and I think he's done a nice job. And I think the numbers really kind of talk for themselves, what he can do when the ball's in his hands. So, well, when it comes to Jesse, he's just a great kid to coach, and it truly is a privilege, but also a lot of fun to coach him.
Who are some of the other teammates of Jesse's who have stepped up this year to help you guys get off to a strong start?
Yeah, we have quite a few seniors on the line. That have really stepped into some leadership roles, which is nice. Zach Hutchinson, Austin Payne, Caleb Manwaring, and Caleb Decker. And then in the backfield, the fullback, Adam Zorline, has stepped up and filled that role that Brad Jump played last year, and who was a three-year starter. And really all over, we just have some seniors that haven't played major roles in the past kind of stepping in, whether it be on special teams or on defense or even offensively. We have some kids stepping up in their senior year, which is always nice to see.
Coach, my last question with you as you prepare for Harpersville Afton, what's a couple of keys to really making sure that you know, you get off to a good start and you play well here on the road against the Hornets?
Really, after looking at our last week's game against Newark Valley, the biggest key is fundamentals. We did not play fundamentally sound last week, and that's been the focus all of this week. When you look at Harpersville, you can't let up the big play, and fundamentals plays a big part in that. And then on offense, you know, we're going to have to look to make adjustments. They do quite a few different stunts up front, twists and blitzes that we need to be prepared for, and we need to be getting off the ball if we want to be able to run the offense like we have been. So this is a big game, and Harpersville is going to be fired up to play us. I think a big key to that is whether or not their starting quarterback's playing, but I think the quarterback that came in last week did a fine job running their entire offense. So it's going to be a great matchup, and it looks like we're going to get some rain, so it might be a game in the rain for us.
Tioga head coach Nick Aiello, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Harpersville Afton.
All right, thank you.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be back with more Harpersville Afton hosting Tioga this Saturday here on CDO.